Director Kathryn Bigelow began her filmmaking career in 1983 with an existential biker movie called The Loveless, which introduced a young actor named Willem Dafoe. And in 1987, she made an existential vampire movie called Near Dark that became something of a cult classic. That's when Hollywood discovered her, and she began making action movies like Blue Steel and Point Break. Now she's back with a kind of existential action movie. Film critic Stephen Schiff has this review of Strange Days.
The time is December 1999, just 4 years from now, and the place is Los Angeles. And as in most science fiction movies these days, everything looks like Blade Runner. Giant video screens blare above the teeming streets. Nightclubs strive for a cesspool atmosphere. Apartments are dank and drippy. The boulevards are full of criminals and burning cars. Worst of all is what we'll all be doing for fun in 4 years. According to Strange Days, there'll be a device that you can put on your head. It looks a little like a hermit crab. And that device will tap right into your cerebral cortex and allow you to record whatever's happening to you onto a little CD called a clip. Then someone else can put a crab on his head and play your clip into his own brain. It'll feel as though he's living the piece of your life that you've recorded. All of this is illegal, but anybody can try it just by looking up Lenny Nero, a former vice cop who now deals in black market clips. Here's his sales pitch to a potential customer.
Now listen, I want you to know what we're talking about here, okay? This is not like TV, only better. This is life. It's a piece of somebody's life. It's pure and uncut. It's straight from the cerebral cortex. I mean, you're there, you're doing it, you're seeing it, you're hearing it, you're feeling it.
What kind of things?
It's about the stuff that you can't have, right? The forbidden fruit, You see that guy over there with the drop-dead Filipino girlfriend? Wouldn't you let it be that guy for 20 minutes? The right 20 minutes? Yeah, and I can make it happen, and you won't even tarnish your wedding ring.
That sounds good.
See, I can get you what you want. I can get you anything. You just have to talk to me. You have to trust me, okay? Trust me. Because I'm your priest. I'm your shrink. I am your main connection to the switchboard of souls. I'm the magic man.
Lenny is played by Ralph Fiennes, using that adenoidal twang that so many British actors resort to when they imitate Americans. We're supposed to think of him as a big-hearted romantic, spiraling downward in a heartless world. For one thing, he's lost faith. Faith, his symbolically named girlfriend, I mean. She's a rock star played by Juliette Lewis with her usual druggy undulations. And somehow Faith and her new boyfriend, a rock promoter, are mixed up in a web of crime involving a murdered rap star, the ever-corrupt L.A. police force, and most horrifying of all, a series of clips that appear to be snuff clips. They record real murders, and when they're played back into your head, you experience the crimes in all their terror. Director Kathryn Bigelow is a master of action scenes, and she's at her most potent when she's recreating the clips, especially the snuff clips, which are extremely painful to watch. The first question they arouse is whether Bigelow is guilty of the very thing her movie seems to be condemning. In other words, she's invented a world in which people get sick, voyeuristic kicks out of experiencing other people's crimes and sexual escapades, but then, isn't that exactly what the audience is doing when it goes to movies like Strange Days? Well, yes. But Bigelow makes the experience so uncomfortable that I don't think she's guilty of any hypocrisy. No one in his right mind will leave this movie hungry for more snuff clips. On the other hand, I don't think anyone will leave this movie satisfied either. Bigelow and her screenwriters, James Cameron and Jay Cox, have been too ambitious for their own good. They want to make Lenny into a kind of Dostoevskian holy fool. They want to bring race and politics and the treachery of love into a vision of crumbling L.A. that's an overloaded metaphor for all of America. Their ambitions are laudable, but their dialogue is often laugh-out-loud feeble. And the main characters, Lenny and his sidekick, played stiffly by Angela Bassett, remain paper-thin even as the filmmakers try to stuff them with substance. Strange Days is a noisy misfire, but the noise itself has a certain power. Exasperating as it is to watch, this movie echoes in your head for days.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.